I'm good. How about you?
I'm also good. Thank you for asking. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Did you go out?
Yes, I went on a picnic with my friend.
Wow, that's nice. I
Yes.
wonder, I remembered like some students were talking about picnics, so usually like picnic for Koreans could either be like it includes like kimbap or some barbecue or what. Am I right?
Yes, usually when we go on a picnic, we picked our lunch, like kimbap or some kind of snacks.
Okay.
Yeah, samgyeopsal is not good
For
food for
picnic.
picnic.
Okay.
We usually bring brief lunch snacks.
More in snacks, I see. What
Yeah.
about, so when you went on a picnic, what were the food did you bring?
I brought a sandwich.
Sandwich, okay.
Yes. It is good to make and it is good to eat and make. Or if making the sandwich is bothering, and we can buy it on shop.
Like the ready-made sandwiches, okay.
Bakery. Yes, we can buy it. We can buy it in bakery. So it is easy way.
Right. Because I was thinking, like, since it's in Australia, I remember, I think I told you that I have a cousin who lives in Australia, and my niece, they're already grown up, and they started a very small kind of service wherein they're preparing picnic baskets for people. So,
Wow.
yeah, they include sandwich and wine and cheese.
Well, yes.
Yeah,
We
it's
can
really
see.
nice.
I can see Australian people enjoy the picnic in the park. When I see them, they enjoy the sandwich and wine and cheese and small snacks.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was really surprised when I saw that. Oh, that's really cute. And they also include like flowers in it.
Really, it's really.
Yeah. And it's like really, really, the style is very cute, and they
Yes.
printed some things like small letters to it where you can see it's like typewritten. It's not printed on
Wow.
a yeah. I wish I could just see if they made a website for that one, then I will tell you. Later I will try to search it and then I'll tell you about it.
Okay, it is very good. It looks. Hello.
Hello? I'm losing you. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, it's okay. No?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, it's pretty cool. Like, it's really nice to have a picnic. And then the
What
weather is. Me? On the weekend?
you do? Yes.
I actually met some friends who were from Saudi.
Saudi, wow.
Yeah. And then. actually, this is the first time I met them, so yeah, it was just nice. We went on a drink, although I just had these Saudi friends met some other Filipinos who were a couple, and then they said to meet in that kind of a nightclub, but the nightclub that they went to wasn't really good. So, yeah, like I told him, there is a better place than this one, but fortunately, we didn't stay there for a long time. So, we just went out to another place to have a better, conversation like that. That's it, only that.
How long have you How long have you been since you met your friends?
Actually, they're just new here in Manila, so we were just chatting. Like, we were just chatting. You know, like they're looking for some people they could hang out here in Manila. So I just started to talk to them. Like, you know, just to show them around like that. But not really like I have to go there all the time. Just, you know, it was just my first time to see them last weekend. Yeah, they were good.
Okay.
Although, like, there was just like a prejudice between the two of them. It's because some Filipinos think, this is what I hate about some Filipinos. Like, they would think, okay, since I'm with a foreigner, the foreigner should usually treat or like spend a lot of money. And then I wanted to say, like, I am not after their treat, or I don't want to spend a lot of money. And since, you know, they're just my new friends, I don't want to them to spend a lot of money. So when we were deciding what to order, the Saudi was worried. Like, he was asking how much was it. Of course, you're a foreigner, it's your first time in Manila, you have to be careful, right? Like,
Right,
you're gonna hang out
yes.
with new friends, so you have to check, like, how what are you paying for. And then this Filipina was saying, like, she's not really my friend, I just met them because of them. So she was saying, why is he worried about the price? Like, why is he so cheap like that? I was shocked. It's like, I want to say, you know, they're not here just to spend a lot of money. Like, they're here to enjoy. That's what I was shocked with. So anyway, I just ignore them.
Foreigners are not accustomed to new countries. The countries they visit, can I say? Foreigners are not accustomed to the price of the country they are
Exactly.
visiting. So,
Yeah, exactly. And
yes,
since
it is same as me with me.
Yes.
When I go to the when I visit other countries, I continue to compare the price with my country, the price with it of my country.
That's right. Like,
Yeah.
of course you have to be careful. And
Yes,
also,
for
since we were in a nightclub, there were a lot of people. Like, also this nightclub wasn't really good. This is not my crowd. And then I told him you should have gone to another place because, you know, this place is not really good. I told him like that. So it's like, it's okay, he said, like, you know, just here for a short time. That's the, you know, that's just the only thing that I hated about other Filipinos. Like, they would think if you're with a foreigner, like, they're supposed to spend a lot of money. It's like, no, we're not, like, we should understand them that they're traveling. Of course, they want to look for something cheap, right? So anyway, I stopped.
Yes, even though they are foreigners, they usually want to spend the money spend the money reasonable level.
That's right. Exactly. That is true. Even for me, especially me, I don't have a lot of money, so I have to check everything, all the prices. Yeah. Oh well, that's it. Just my weekend.
Okay.
It wasn't so good, it's because, you know, it's like typical Filipino thinking about foreigners spending a lot of money. I didn't like it, actually. So yeah. Okay. Anyway, so let's start with page 32. Okay, so last time we discussed the pattern, you should. So now we're gonna talk about you. This question. Okay. What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? My favorite movie is The Holiday in Rome.
Holiday in Rome.
Yes. I'm not
Okay.
sure it is right in English.
Oh, it's a Korean movie.
No. It is
Ah, the Audrey
Rome
Hepburn,
Holiday.
Roman Holiday.
Roman Holiday.
Audrey Hepburn.
Yes, she's very pretty. She's very beautiful.
She has this very, very classic beauty.
Right.
She's actually, what I heard from the history, she was actually a survivor from the Holocaust.
Holocaust? What do you mean, Holocaust?
Do you know that during the World War II, wherein Adolf Hitler, the German
Yes.
leader, was trying to get rid of the Jews? So
Yes.
Audrey Hepburn is actually a Jew, and then when she was younger, she experienced the Holocaust, wherein they were separated, the kids were separated from the family like that. And then she was, you know, that's why she said, you know, she was very small and thin. She
Yes.
was undernourished like that. She didn't have a really good childhood like that because of the Holocaust. Holocaust is HOLOCAUST.
HOLO
CAUST. Holocaust.
Holocaust.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Massacre, right?
Yeah.
Massacre done by Germany, right?
By the leader of Germany. And then Audrey Hepburn experienced that when she was young, she experienced that. Like, but she wasn't in Germany. They were living in another European country. Yeah. It says there that this actress, she nearly starved to death. She almost, you know, she during that time she was suffering because of the Holocaust. Anyway,
Wow, you have a lot of knowledge.
because I
Lot of
like
common
reading. I like reading a lot, that's why. So
knowledge.
sometimes I know
Okay.
some of the things. I remember when I was working in Dubai, all my colleagues, whenever they ask me, the information and they call me my nickname, Google, like that.
Yes, you looks like Google. Looks like Google. Whenever I mention something, you always know about that.
Not all.
Like
Actually,
when
for
I,
example, if I'm not familiar with it, I can easily just search and then I scan a little and then we can talk about it. But some information, yes, I know.
Okay, you said your secret.
Yeah, that's like, for example, if my student wanted to talk about World Cup, I quickly try to search him on World Cup and then I talk
Wow,
with them.
you're
Yeah.
a teacher.
I have
Yes,
to. Yeah.
some people when I say about the Roman holiday, the movie Roman holiday, some people didn't know about that. Don't know about the movie.
I actually didn't know about the movie, but when I saw the
Yes.
actress, I saw Audrey Hepburn.
Yes, Audrey Hepburn is a famous actress,
Yeah,
right? And
exactly.
yeah, the movie is very old one. Old.
Yeah, it's a
It is
very
very old.
classic. She's really beautiful. What was this all about, anyway?
It is all about the love story. She is the princess of the Rome, Italy.
Okay. Interesting.
I think I
Okay.
remember. Yes, she is the princess of a country. But he is she's very she's she feels bored about the life in the castle.
Palace,
How can I
yes, in the
say?
palace or castle.
Palace.
Okay.
Palace. Yes. One day she runs out of the palace during the night, and she found gold. She goes around Rome, and she met. How can I say it?
It says that she was found
Okay.
by an American reporter. Is that right? There was an American guy who
Yes,
met
she
her.
met as she met a man by chance, and they fell in love with it together. And the story is good, and also the other thing we can enjoy about the movie, we can enjoy the city of Rome, many
Yeah,
places of Rome.
although it's just black and white, but it looks very nice.
Yes.
This is very
Very
interesting.
nice. Yeah.
Seems like it. Actually, I think there was a similar kind of movie, but this time on this movie, it was the daughter of the president. Like she wanted to enjoy Europe. But in that case, she had a bodyguard. Her father, who was a president, hired a bodyguard to follow her around Europe where she went on a trip.
Yes, actually, the story, the storyline of this movie is very simple, and in some aspect, it today's movies plot is very complex and violent, and so when we see the old movie, we can feel it is very boring or childish because the story is simple.
Right, but this looks very good. And anyway, this is Audrey Hepburn, so
Yeah, right.
this is Audrey Hepburn. Everybody would love her.
Right.
Yeah, I'll try to check this one when I have time. Okay, all right. So this is your favorite movie, and it
What
says
is your
it's. Re
favorite movie?
I actually like something that my father recommended me. It has some action in it, but try to search The Professional.
Professional.
Yeah. Movie.
Is it name of the movie?
Yeah, it's Leon the Professional. It's Leon and then The Professional. Leon.
Leon.
Yeah, it's
Oh.
actually French. The actor is French, but with this American actress, the little girl.
If I know this movie. I haven't watched this, but this movie is very famous.
Yes, it is very famous. I liked it. This is my favorite movie. And
Oh,
then
okay.
the story lies on like you're not going to expect what would happen in the end. You haven't watched this, right?
I haven't watched this movie, but I know the name of the main character,
Yeah,
especially
Natalie
main
Portman.
character, Matilda.
Yeah, and
Matilda, Miss
Mathilda.
Matilda, right?
Yeah, her real name is
Yes,
Natalie
and I.
Portman.
Yeah, I haven't. I have watched a scene. She's carrying a.
Plant?
How can I say? Vessel?
It's a vase
And
with a
plant. It
plant.
is very famous. Yes, right. It's very famous scene.
Exactly. That's true. That is true. And a lot of people are also like using this as a costume for
Right.
cosplay
Her
or Halloween.
hairstyle is very unique, so some comedian follow I imitate her
Oh,
hair and her
really?
fashion and her
Yeah, this is actually good. If you haven't seen
plan.
this, you should try it.
Even though I don't know about the storyline of this movie, I already knew about the name of the actress and
Hello.
she carries a plant.
Right.
Hello.
Oh, sorry, because I lost you for like a short moment. Okay. Anyway,
Yeah,
actually,
sure.
this
Today the line is changing.
I know. I will talk to the IT about this one. I don't know if it's our line as well. This girl, Natalie Portman, is actually from. I think she goes to Har. She went to Harvard, also. Yeah, she did. I just saw it. She went to Harvard University. Yeah, she's awesome. Harvard University bachelor's degree in psychology. I just saw it now. She's
It's
also,
amazing.
She's originally from Israel. She's also,
Israel, oh,
yeah.
really?
But now she's, I think she's already American citizen. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, all right. Okay, Amy, I'm sorry because I have to call my other students. I will ask the next question tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
I hope you will have a great evening. Bye bye. Bye.